to a very special edition of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. A year ago, I sat down in a council canteen in Watford, wondering about the future. And then my good friend Sarah said, you know what, all this linking of public health is like a jigsaw. And the rest, as they say, is history. We've gained nearly 450 followers on Twitter, met some amazing people, attended some great events, and of course adopted a statistics-obsessed Furby called Stanley, who won't stop harping on about the best-selling toy this Christmas, and something to do with a pay rise. But for our first birthday celebration, we've got interviews with not one, but two of my great public health inspirations. Both Duncan Selby and Jim McManus were at this week's Hertfordshire Public Health Conference that attracted over 300 people and provided an excellent day for all. Duncan, of course, is Chief Executive of Public Health England. And the first thing we talked about was the return of public health to local government.
Well, for some years now, certainly the senior leadership of public health have often worked jointly with local government. This is a very different ask, though. And working entirely within local government is, as you say, a new event for pretty much everyone. But it is coming home. They've been very warmly welcomed, and they're seeing the benefits. I'm seeing, through them, the benefits every day of the connections between the public health specialists, the housing people, the environmental health people, in social care, right across everything that the council does. And I'm seeing public health specialists saying in some parts of the country, I expect to see this again here today in Hertfordshire, where they're saying the greatest difficulty is how can we keep up with the politicians? Their ambition is just so great.
It's going to be 300 people here from very diverse backgrounds, all part of the public health family. I guess the challenge, first of all, is for them all to recognise they are part of the public health family, yes, and then get them together in a coordinated unit. I mean, how do you achieve that?
Well, you're right. I mean, everybody has a contribution to make, and the public health family is everyone. Everyone who works within the council, in the local NHS, and crucially within the voluntary and the third sector, and faith groups, everything from the British Red Cross to the Alzheimer's Society. And then, of course, there are carers. All make up the public health family. What the council offers is the leadership for the whole system, and a focus on people, real people living in real places, living real lives, not the lives that we would wish them to lead, but the lives that they are leading, and how we can help them by widening their choices and helping them to live longer and to live healthier while alive.
In reaching those real people, is there something in terms of, I mean, media and health tends to lead to the words NHS? How do you kind of change that? If you look to the BBC website today under health, probably you get 7 NHS stories and one about public health. Is it a case of trying to change that balance?
Well, it's about accommodating both, because the health service matters hugely and it has a big contribution to me. But it is rather after the event. And what we need to get into is prevention and early intervention. Every pound spent on prevention is a pound well spent, because it saves money further down the line. And the NHS need prevention in order to continue to provide the services that they're best placed to provide. The balance of stories is about what happens in hospitals, and that's because it's where it affects you most personally when you're ill. But there are many, many, many more stories about diet, about the importance of being careful about what you're drinking, and exercising, and, you know, doing the things that we know that are good for your heart, that are good for your health, and are good for your whole whole life.
Final question, probably a big one. If you could make one public health intervention, what would it be?
Employment and getting people into work, and good jobs, anything that involves having a reason and meaning to your day, to have something important to do, to get esteem going in your life. But employment, I'd say employment is the number one contribution. So economic regeneration and success.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
And my thanks again to Duncan for taking time to talk to us and for going on to mention Little and Large and the Untouchables in his keynote address. Magic stuff. Next up is a great friend of ours here at Jigsaw. Jim McManus is the Director of Public Health for Hertfordshire and the man behind the county's first public health conference. And I started by asking Jim about his hopes for the day.
I must admit, I got up this morning, part of me was thinking, yay, it's finally here, and part of me was thinking, oh God. What if it all goes wrong? And it's been a real buzz. I know I will take away the buzz in the room and the enthusiasm. What I'd like other people to take away is, what's the one thing you can do to make a difference to public health in Hertfordshire? And I've already had a flurry of notes, which is great. What's the one thing I need to do for you? I've had a flurry of notes and post-it notes and tweets. And what do we do next? So it feels like we've got to the beginning of a journey, and we've crossed the first hurdle, and now is the next stage. So if people could focus on where we go next, so that it's their ideas, not my ideas, as well, then I'd be ecstatic.
A little bit later on, you'll be launching the strategy. I guess that gives them an agenda of things to think about as to where you go next.
It does. I mean, it gives us... And actually, this is not my work. This is 150 people's contributions. Things like the priorities, even the wording of the priorities, was down to other people. We started this with two slides of PowerPoint and a sheet of A4 in a meeting room in St Albans with a bunch of people, and now we've got something like 112 actions across six priorities. So we're going to launch this afternoon. The bit that really was my contribution to this is trying to articulate the delivery models that I heard from people. So I'm really excited that we've got a delivery model and we've got concepts, and I'm going to talk people through the strategy in about 2 minutes this afternoon, and then say the next thing is an implementation plan. And as we've already heard, there was a big demand in that room for an event to write the implementation plan, so we write it together. So I'm ecstatic. It's great.
That's good. I mean, is it fair to say communication in all its forms is key?
Oh yeah, and we've got to get a lot better at that. And what you heard Public Health England say this morning was about, we need to get better at communicating across the piece. We need to do better at communication between county and districts, across districts with the voluntary sector. We've got a lot of work to do on that, because actually Hertfordshire is a big place. You know, it's a million people, you know, 37 settlements, 150 pounds, I could go on. Just communication alone could defeat us if we don't get it right. But I'm absolutely convinced that we've got the goodwill in this county. I said a couple of months ago that I think this is the best job I've ever had. It's like Christmas every day, because you get everybody in Hertfordshire I work with is a gift, and I feel so pleased and privileged to be in this role. It's great, and we can't let communication stop the brilliant things that we could do, because there's some amazing stuff going on here.
Yeah, Duncan Selby said, I think to paraphrase him, you're having the greatest fun that you will have. It sounds like you are. I mean, how do you get the message across to the public in a constructive manner which will push public health forward?
I think three key points. Never ever do pessimism in public. That's not a public health value. Do hope and challenge. Try to have fun and be resilient while you're doing that, because actually you've only got one life, and inspire and comfort and pick up each other along the way. And that doesn't mean you don't take bad things seriously, but what it does mean is you try to get the very best out of them. And actually, if we take, and that's a Hertfordshire attitude. There is a Hertfordshire approach of agreeing to agree and getting it done. So we're halfway there in Hertfordshire, and other areas wish they had some of that. And I haven't put that there. That's been there long before I arrived. So let's do what we do well and keep going. And I think that will communicate to the public, because that's a Hertfordshire way.
Many thanks to Jim and Duncan for their time and some really interesting points made. Well, that's it for our birthday edition. Just one job left. Stanley, bring on the cake. Wait a minute. That's a tomato with a candle in it. Ah, yeah, healthy eating. Do as I do and all that. Oh, well, here goes. I made a wish. He's still there. OK, which half do you want? See you next week. I'm a public health professional, get me out of here. It's written, produced and presented by Peter Hill for Jigsaw PSPH. Comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.